I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Hosting the traditional family Thanksgiving this year may feel a bit more normal than in 2020, but unlike in the middle of the pandemic when prices for certain foods went down, we'll all have to pay a little more for this year's celebration. USDA economist Carolyn Chelius was asked to list the foods most often served by Americans on Thanksgiving and check on their prices relative to last year.
One whole frozen turkey, which is 12 pounds, 3 pounds of sweet potatoes, 3 pounds of russet potatoes, 1 pound of cranberries, 1 pound of green beans, a gallon of milk. The only price that stayed the same was sweet potatoes, and those prices did not increase.
Chelius says sweet potatoes have been selling for an average of 99 cents per pound, unchanged. Russet potatoes are selling for 89 cents per pound, which is up more than 3%. Green beans are up almost 50% from a year ago at $1.92 per pound. Cranberries will cost around $2.50 for a 12-ounce bag. That's up 12% from 2020. Milk prices are up to an average of $2.98 per gallon. That's an increase of 8%. And finally, the centerpiece food item, the turkey, is running an average of 10% more than in 2020 at about $1.06 per pound for a total of $25.81.
And that compares to $23.33 in 2020, a 10.6% price increase.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.